Welcome to the St. Luke the Evangelist Parish Podcast. I'm Father David Frank. We're in the year of St. Joseph, and so I'm pleased to present our next episode in our series of reflections on St. Joseph, given by the men of our St. Luke Parish family.
Hello, my name is David Hildebrandt, and my wife and I have been parishioners since the beginning of St. Luke as a parish. In fact, our oldest son was even baptized in the gym at Pope John Paul II before the church was built. I have been asked to share my personal reflections on St. Joseph. I became a confirmed Catholic after I was already a parent, so the selection of St. Joseph as my confirmation saint was an easy one. St. Joseph is the perfect example that a parent could strive to emulate. When I evaluate all the traits of St. Joseph, holy, guardian, just, chaste, prudent, strong, obedient, faithful, patient, a pillar of families, a patron of the dying, and terror of demons. These are traits that every Christian would wish to copy. St. Joseph's other prime trait is silence. There are no spoken words of St. Joseph that have been recorded. He is the perfect example of the saying, "Speak softly, but carry a big stick." St. Joseph's big stick was being a faithful servant to God. When the angel came to Joseph and said, "Don't be afraid, take Mary as your wife," he listened. When the angel said, "Take Mary and Jesus and go to Egypt," he packed up the household and went to Egypt. And when he was told to return, he obediently returned. St. Joseph, as a faithful servant, didn't need to speak. As the saying goes, actions are stronger than words. St. Joseph is recognized as the custodian of the church. So as I go about my normal activities at work, at home, and in my spiritual times of contemplation, I look to St. Joseph as my mentor, my interceder, my parental standard, and my confirmation saint. St. Joseph, pray for us.